Yo, what's up? It's Overslept, Chris Laker.
That's me. We're doing it. Episode 25, maybe? Or was that yesterday? It's, what is it, 11? 10:59, just beat that 11 a.m. You know, many a.m., 10s, you know? So, like I said, I got up before 11. Fucking, I don't know what it is. I have the shittiest time getting up every day. I just don't want to get out of bed. I did have a dream. I can't remember. Oh, I'm supposed to try to have a guest today. Let me, I'm going to have my friend Ian as a guest. As the first test guest. Don't worry, Mortimer Panda, you will be a guest eventually. But I'm going to text him now. I'm going to see. Can you talk now? Question mark. Yeah, there we go. I just sent it. And then I'll talk to him. That'll be good. What was the dream I had? Fuck, I can't remember. Maybe I need to start a dream journal. But as soon as I wake up, it's fucking gone. Such a hassle. I mean, yes. All right, I'm going to call him up and call my buddy Ian here and see if this, how this goes on its terms. You know?
Hello?
Ian.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hold on. You're on the podcast here. I'm holding.
All right.
I'm holding the phone to the microphone. I don't know if this is gonna work. I think it'll work. Okay, we'll see. You're in Portland.
I'm actually still in New York. I missed my flight because I went to the wrong airport. I went to JFK. The flight was out of Newark, so I missed it. The good people at American Airlines could have changed my ticket, but for a nominal fee of $1,300.
$1,300? Yeah, fuck it. You don't need to go to Portland that bad.
For not even a direct flight to go through Phoenix.
Oh, wait, man.
$1,300. So, no. So, I'll just go later down the road. Sort of a bummer.
So, you're not going at all? All right.
But it's a $200 fee to change your ticket on American if you don't opt in for a $30 insurance policy, which just makes a lot of sense to do.
You got to get that insurance policy, man, when you live like you.
You do. I definitely do. Whenever there's one of those. Whenever you can make that mistake of going to the wrong airport, you should always opt in for the insurance policy.
Yeah, that's a big mistake, man. I don't want to. I feel bad, so I'm not going to make fun of you. But it's like it's a pretty big mistake to go to JFK, because JFK is about as far away as you can get from Newark.
I just never like even really read, because I had Andrea, my friend, book the ticket because she's a girl. Yeah. She can find cheaper deals than I can. Like, I can't spend the time on the internet to find the cheap ticket. So I gave her my card, just find the cheap ticket. And then I just assumed it was out of JFK because that's where planes take off from. So I just went there.
So
went
you
went up to the counter,
mm-hmm.
like guns blazing, because I was mad because the kiosk said it couldn't do anything. And I always kind of look forward to that argument with the person at the counter, wherever that counter is. I was ready to get into it, but then it was like, sir, you're at the wrong airport. There's just really nothing I could do at that point. Just be like, that was on me. And I'll be staying in New York for the weekend.
It would have been fun for you to argue about the airport. I don't easily give up, and it's very difficult. So like I'll try to somehow argue the thing that's still clearly my fault. Now, just a second, you said your friend is Andrea. Have friends that she's just your friend now when you refer to her.
Yeah.
Your ex-wife.
My ex-wife.
Your ex-wife. I have an ex-wife. I don't refer to her as my friend. I don't talk to her, though. She doesn't book me plane tickets. But I just found that interesting that she has been, almost promoted from ex-wife to friend. It's very modern of you. It's very adult.
Yeah, you're friends. And it's not like that. Like, we're just, like, friends, so. And then it's just like, I don't know. When I factor in people know that it's like an ex and we're friends, then it just feels like a sitcom or something, you know? And it's like, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you. That is that's Will and Grace. That's a sitcom. They were engaged, maybe. I don't know if they were married.
Yeah, he was a little light in the loafers.
He came out as gay, and then they became friends. But I think.
And that's the thing when you're friends with your ex, too. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just not my situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Andrea's great.
I went to the wrong airport and she's like, "Oh, of course you did. Like, I know you. Don't stress out about it. Like, it happens."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
do you remember that was fun? You were at the wedding.
What a day. We did City Hall, then we went to top of the Empire State Building and Red Lobster. It was a very big, it was a wonderful day. And, yeah, so, well, at least you guys are still friends, so I don't feel like I jinxed anything. Well, we should hang out this weekend. Or something. I'm doing something tomorrow. Well, soon. Tell me what you if you listen to this, tell me if you think this is a good idea to do this guest thing. I don't know if it's a good idea for the show or not, but I feel like it's, you know, it's killing time, and Yeah. Yeah.
It's sort of like you get what you get. They're not paying. Fuck them.
Yeah. They're not paying yet until this goes premium. No, I don't think it'll go premium. But,
matter of time.
Yeah. But I'm set up with the microphone at the bed. It's all coming together. All right, man.
What episode are you?
I don't know. I think it's like, I can check, I think. Hold on. Let me see. It's like maybe 25 or something. This is 26. This is 26. Yeah, well, it's because it's every day. You know what I mean? I've only been doing it for like 3 weeks, or going on 4 weeks. That's the I would have maybe 3 episodes if I was doing like these assholes with their weekly shows. So
yeah,
it,
that's not a Herculean feat. Like, I feel like anyone can do a week.
Yeah.
A day a week is sort of pathetic, actually, in some ways.
I mean, yeah, even 5 days a week, big deal. Go all seven. All right, man. I'm gonna go and finish up the thing, and then I'll talk to you later this weekend or something.
All right, man.
Thanks, man. See you. There's my first guest, Ian. He's a good dude. He's a funny comedian. He doesn't do stand up as much as he should. I've known him forever. When I met him, I thought he was gonna be super famous, but you know, he just doesn't. It's hard. Whatever. It's hard to do the business stuff. You know what I mean? That's been my life. Last night I was trying to record sets at UCB East. I just can't. I'm not even gonna get in it. I don't want to talk comedy. It's like, who gives a shit? Nothing gets people to talk comedy. That's my point, is that there's a lot of great podcasts that talk about comedy. Every podcast that talks about comedy is fantastic. This is not going to be one of those. This isn't a good podcast. So there's that too. I just don't. I've made that point before. But Ian's just a good dude, good friend, and he's kind of a fuck up. So I thought it'd be interesting to talk to him. And he had that happen to him yesterday, where he went to the wrong airport, which isn't. Hey, is that an exciting story? I don't know, but it's kind of funny. Go to the wrong fucking airport? What an idiot. You know, that's a... I mean, how do you... It's like the... Jacqueline, my lady, she hasn't gone to the wrong airport, but she will book our flights sometimes to wherever we're going, and I'll ask her what airport, and she'll never know. It just seems like the one thing that you should know. That's... but she's also a genius and smarter than me. So maybe that's maybe Ian's also smarter than me. Maybe that's like a genius quality of, like, you don't like get bogged down in like weird details, like what airport you should be at. And then the idiots like me, that's all we think about for like a week before the flight. I'll just be thinking, I gotta go to LaGuardia. I'll know it. One time I booked a flight for the wrong day, and I showed up a day early, and that was a bummer because I had to be in England, and I had to be a day late because I fucked up. And this was for like work when I was like an accountant, and I was a fuck up, and they didn't, you know, what are they going to do? England's pretty cool. I like it over there. I don't know what it's like since Brexit. I hear it's crazy. Well, I don't hear anything about it, actually. I didn't... You know, I was in London, so it's like going to New York. You don't know what the hillbillies are like in England if you're hanging out in London. I did go to Brighton when I was there, which is where our listener Rob from Brighton is from, and there I did see some hillbillies. Well, I saw like a very pregnant woman smoking a cigarette in the casino. So I figured that's a hillbilly. You guys, nobody sent me any emails or tweets, which is fine. I can't get them every day, but you know they are helpful. I don't think I got any. Yeah, I mean I can't go searching for them now. Sorry, it's so. The having the guest throws me off. You know, I don't know if it's like for me. Well, I'm gonna have. I promised Mortimer Panda, so he's coming on. And I think the idea of guests, like call-ins from listeners, I like that. Just for like, you know, for like a few minutes in a show, that's fun. And then. If I can get, you know, I don't know. It's like, oh, maybe I'm not going to have, I don't want it to be like, oh, I'm having comedian guests on. I asked my friend Nick Maritano, he's a comedian. I asked him because I tried to get him and Ian both yesterday. You know, I was texting, and then he's like, so I'm gonna have him on Monday, probably for like a few minutes, and talk about whatever it is I want to talk about with him. But I'm not gonna just let him tell a story like that. I have to be a little more interviewee, maybe. But I don't want to interview people. That's not the point of the show. But it may just talk about whatever random thoughts I'm having in the morning, you know, kind of try to pull them into my... Or ask them about their waking up. Then maybe that's what I do. And then I'm going to try to get some famous people on. Just to, you know, I know... Or notable to famous people on. And then, but sparingly. Not go crazy with it. You know... I don't like when I'm just talking about the show on the show, but this is when I figure it out. This is how I figure out what's going to happen. So this show is a little bit of an experiment because we had the guest and me figuring out how that's going to work with you. You're a part of the show. I don't like to make decisions without you guys. And gals hearing, you know, because it's not like I don't surprise you. We discuss it, but I mean, we don't discuss it in terms of like I tell you what I'm going to do. You can tell me what you think. I'm all ears. Go ahead. Email Chris at ChrisLaker.com. Go to ChrisLaker.com. Go to the Overslept page and you can. Do stuff there. There's a link to the Patreon that I'm not talking about yet because it's a little early to start asking for people to pay for this. But it's like, it's there if you want it. If you don't know what Patreon is, I'm not going to explain it right now. But just don't worry about it yet. Don't worry about it yet. I wouldn't, Mondan, let me check if some reviews on iTunes maybe would be nice. Now, let me see if there's any new ones. I think last I checked there were, but I don't check constantly because I'll go crazy. Okay, let's see. What do we got? Yes. Oh, no, maybe we got Musing of a... Mortimer Panda. Thanks, Mortimer. Man, you are an active listener, and that's what we... That's all I ask. Say, Musings of a Groggy Man. The description says it all. A great, simple podcast from a great, simple man who just woke up every day. Thank you. 5 stars. That's great. Thanks, Mortimer. He's a good dude. Now, you don't all have to be a, you know. But if some of you people want to, other listeners feel like you want to call in, Skype in or something. I think it'll be Skype, but it won't be like video. Because I'm just going to have it over my phone and then, you know, hold the phone up to the thing, which is an unfortunate way to do it. But let me know and then I'll put you on the list. Let's just figure it out. I'll let everybody call in eventually if that's what you want to do. I mean, we do this every fucking day. So why not? So email me for that. Just email me for that. And then we can figure it out. Or you can tweet at me. Either way, I don't give a shit. And that'll be fun. Yeah, why not have callers? You know, maybe we do. Maybe Sunday is like just calls. You know, that'll be like our Sunday show. Just be all... phone calls. That could be fun. Well, listen, this episode was useful for me. I don't know if it was entertaining for you. A lot of housekeeping. So, but you gotta call in. Our first call in, Ian. Thanks, Ian, for being a guest. I don't know if he wants his last name out there. I don't fucking know. He's got a professional life of, you know, he's a talented artist and copy. He's also, he's an amazing painter, that dude. He's like one of these guys. He's just like he writes, he paints, he does comedy. Very real artist. All right, so that's it. I didn't give you much, but I did ask you for some stuff. Well, I just asked you to write an iTunes review, and I think that's not a big deal, unless you don't have iTunes. Also, a lot of anti-iTunes people. I get it. Apple's evil, but they. It means something. You know, it's fine. I think I might fall asleep before again. It's 11. Now I'm going to get up. I'm going to put this up on the internet, and then I am going to go get myself a flat white that's, you know, like a cappuccino but different. Or at the new coffee place that just opened up around the corner. It's really got the neighborhood a buzzing. So I saw John Oliver there the other day. I should have told that story earlier. Maybe I'll tell it again tomorrow. I'll tell you about the other celebrity I saw in the neighborhood. It was very exciting for me. Okay, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. You're all fantastic, each and every one of you. We love you.